This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's military and a powerful paramilitary force have engaged in fierce fighting in the capital and elsewhere in the country. Sudan's armed forces dismissed any possibility of negotiations or dialogue with the country's paramilitary rapid support forces. Saturday's clashes with armored vehicles, machine guns, and airstrikes delivered a new blow to recent hopes of an eventual transition to democracy. The fighting also raised fears of a wider conflict. A doctors group said at least 26 people were killed and more than 100 were wounded. The death toll from Russian missile strikes on an eastern Ukrainian city rose to double digits as rescue crews tried to reach people trapped in the rubble of an apartment building. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In the darkness of the night, a crane hovers above a destroyed apartment block as it carries with it a large slab of debris. The rescue teams are busy searching for several people who are still in the wreckage after two bodies were recovered. A shell-shocked local resident tells the AP about the moment the shells hit her neighboring buildings. I go into the kitchen and see dust flying everywhere. I go out and see that there's no fifth floor anymore. A grandma lived there. Her son, Lyosha, is probably out here right now. They're probably still looking for her. The Ukrainian military is looking to beef up its ability to intercept missiles as it prepares for an expected spring counteroffensive to retake Russian-occupied areas of the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday for the 15th week of protests against the government's judicial overhaul. Israel's central bank and senior finance ministry officials have already warned that the judicial overhaul will impact investor sentiment and may hurt the economy.